These are the workers that are able to eat minatara. There's no minig medina needed. The Torah allows these people to eat. Person is dealing with things that are connected to the ground. They're being plucked by the worker while he is plucking them, before he puts them into the master's basket, before the shas gemar melacha, he is able to eat from these things. And if his job was to work with stuff that was disconnected from the ground, it grew from the ground, but was now disconnected. So let's say he's an apple gatherer or something like that. Achala nigma malachto, until the time of gemar malacha for that, bedava shigidula min haaretz. As long as it's something that grows from the ground, that's when he's allowed to eat it. So, for example, if he's an apple gatherer, he's allowed to eat the apples before they are gathered, as he's picking them up and gathering them, or for wheat, same thing. This, the Rav says, is learnt out from Loisachsam Shor Bedisho, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's plowing, threshing, whatever it's doing. You have to allow it to eat from the food. You can't have it work with food stuck in its face and expect it not to eat from that food. Same thing with the work, and it's learnt out from drushes, that it has to be dafka, something that grows from the ground, and also before the gemar malacha. When we deal with something that's connected to the ground, or stuck on a tree, or whatever, obviously it's not chayv and maisus yet. The gemar malacha, though, of something that's being gathered, when it's gathered together, that's the gemar malacha, that's when it's actually chayv and maisus. And with chala, that would be when it's chayv and chala. You could have things like wheat, like Rebbe Kveger brings Shem Tosis, that you can have things like wheat, that it depends, that sometimes wheat could be for chala, but if it's not, if it's, let's say they were going to just cook pieces of wheat, fry them in oil or whatever they would do to them, and that would be its gemar malacha, then it would depend, it would not need the chiv of chala, which comes about when this flour and water put together, of lisha, rather it would just be the gathering, I believe. Ve'elusha ein ochlin, and these are the ones that cannot eat. If a person's oisa with mechuba lekarka at the time that it's not the gemar malacha. Let's say a person is digging under wine branches, or he's uprooting small little onions that aren't edible between other onions, that the onions that are there should thicken. So he's not plucking them. He's not getting close to the gemar malacha. He's way before that. Uvitalish menakarka. And also something that's detached from the ground already after the gemar malacha already happened. So for example, let's say his job is to separate dates that already had their gemar malacha. They already pressed into cakes or clusters. And now his job is to separate them. The gemar malacha already happened to be chayv and meiser. You're not allowed to eat. Or let's say he's osik with flour after they're already chayv and chala. These examples Tveres Tzor brings. Uvadavar she'en gedula min ha'aretz, and also something that doesn't grow from the ground. So let's say cheese or milk. Those types of things. Even b'shas gemar malacha, you also can't eat from those, because those aren't included in the limud from the psukim of Loisachsam Shor B'disho.